my first week on the job, and I had never even known people did things like that. In his office with his big roll-top desk and his chair, leather-padded swivel chair, the window was opened. Well, I knew from people's talks that he was a marksman. He was a skeet shooter. Well, kabam, the gun goes off and he's shooting at a sea duck out the window. And I went in and I said, "What on earth was that?" And he said, "That was dinner." So he was a character. And aside from all of that, me meeting him so late in his life, I admired him because he was the typical Algiers story of a small person making good, so to speak. And he would tell me about how he worked on a smack boat with his father, and they would run lobsters up and down the coast, and how he came about to begin the sardine business. And he and a partner, Wass, with absolutely no money, started a business on good faith, handshakes, and promises. And I asked him how that happened, and he was very hesitant at first, and then he was trying to explain to me that during the war, the canned sardines were a very important part of the mess kits for the servicemen, and that he and his partner put in a bid for trainloads of canned sardines. Now, mind you, they had never paid the women for working to pack them. They had never paid. Everybody did it on an IOU basis. The sardines were taken to Sullivan, where the railhead was, loaded into, I think he told me, 4 box carts. There were that many sardines, shipped to New York, and when he got the check from the government for those, he paid back every single IOU. And I just thought, number one, remarkable, because in my day and age, you'd have to sign away your firstborn to, but the banks worked with him. But to think that women at 10 cents a 100 can case worked and did that on a promise, I just find that kind of loyalty, just unbelievable.